from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Hang around for 30 seconds.
You want me
or more.
To hang around for 30
yeah,
seconds?
Yeah, I got something that happened. I got to get off my chest.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Did
oh,
I do it?
Yeah. That I think you both. Wait, Seth, if you want to hang around for 30 seconds,
yeah.
You can.
Okay, well, let's do the station
well.
ID. You're listening to KLT and KLT HD2 and Odyssey Station. I'll give Seth premature antibodies here.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, I have a very important question.
Okay. Figgy Fig, John Lopez, Chris Santiago producing today. They are in the loop and they mm-hmm. start now.
Okay. So I know you guys are gonna have something good to say about this.
Okay.
If not funny. So we're going to talk about the secret weapon. The Texans actually do have a secret weapon. We're going to get into that.
Okay.
But so I was finishing my shower, getting dressed, phone buzzes, and it's a buddy of mine. It's an actual friend, like, you know, that texted me. And said, hey, I want to come by and pick up some OG sauce because he lives pretty close by.
Okay.
And he wanted to buy some. I said, sure, whatever. When are you coming by? And he goes, oh, I don't know. I'll just drop by.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Answer is no. But my question is this. Who's allowed to just drop by unannounced at your house?
I would say almost nobody. Honestly, almost nobody. And it's not because I got anything nefarious or perverted going on in my house at any given time. It's I do not like the surprise of people showing up because then you've got it can be somebody that's super close to you, even like my kids.
Like, this guy's a friend.
Or my in-laws. Yeah. And like, no, man, like I need to know if you're
coming. You kind of sit around and wait a little bit. You don't want to be waiting all day.
Well, no, but he said, I'll just drop by. Like today, tomorrow.
But you're just talking about the random pop-in.
But especially that's worse than a random pop-in because then all of a sudden you're kind of like put in this position of like, all right, well, now I got to make plans for like staying here or whatever. I guess then you're not, it's not like you're in a neighborhood where you've got a mailbox or something. Yeah. You can just leave it in the mailbox, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say my list is nobody.
My list is Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's it.
Even they give you a 2-hour window.
You know what, though, John? I do miss. I was actually thinking about this the other day, back before cell phones and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, you would just drop by people's, like, I remember people just showing up, my friend, you know, guys, somebody you hadn't seen in a while, or your cousin or somebody just drops by, and it was nice. You would have, you know, I do kind of miss that, but now that I've lived without it, I can't open the door back up.
But also, you used to go through the things where you pop up at somebody's house and ain't nobody home.
Yeah,
you'd ring the doorbell.
So you're like, damn, I drove all the way over here.
And you weren't even bothered by it.
I see a Billy's home.
You weren't even bothered by it.
By the time you get home, you get on the landline, be like, yeah, I stopped by.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was at the grocery store.
Anyway, so I don't even think my mom.
No.
If she was still alive, I would say, mom, you gotta call.
I say this knowing full well that the people who would even be in the conversation to pop over are probably listening right now.
Yes.
You know, like my sons listen to the show. My in-laws listen to the show. Like, no, there's no list. There's no VIP list where you can just pop in. We need to know you're coming
over. I popped in on my grandfather one time. This was, God rest his soul. I popped in one time. He went to the window. He like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, good. You gonna let me in? He like, nah. Appreciate you stopping by. I'm like, I drove all the way to the west side.
No, I'm not.
He's like, all right, appreciate you stopping by, man.
That's kind of a soul crusher,
like,
right
there. That's the problem is that even the grandparents have the internet now. Yeah. So they're like, I'm reading something.
He was old school. Yeah. Like, if you pop up at 8 o'clock at night, nah.
Well, that's where the ring comes in handy, right? The doorbell. Do you have one of those on your house?
Yeah.
See, we don't. All we have is a little peephole on our apartment door. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't want to pay you guys overtime.
Now I'm fishing around in my brain to see if I'm disrespecting anybody. But
Figgy, I really was. Chris, like, I thought, okay, my mother, if she showed up now because she's been dead for about 5 years, I would probably say, hey.
That would be something. I would open the door for her.
I would open the door for mom. I don't even want my kids.
Right. I'm with you. And I think they understand, too. I feel like the younger generation probably embraces this ethos like we do. All right. I'm glad we had this talk.
Good talk.
Good talk.
Chris, anybody?
Nope. Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. I need a text or a call.
Yes, ahead of time.
I think half the time, too, we don't even be dressed like that. We just be around the house chilling. It's just me and the wife.
Yeah.
Like, don't just pop up and now we got to run around and get dressed.
Yeah.
Clean up.
Oh, all right, boys.
All right.
Have a good day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.